Blog Talk Radio.
The power of them. Train them remembering continually the power of sin. Now he begins here on page 29, naming this shortly. This is just a short little chapter where he's going to give you some hints that will guard you. He says, I name this shortly in order to guard you against unscriptural expectations. We cannot expect things in our children's lives or ways in our training that are unscriptural. And really, in this first large paragraph on page 29, explains what he means here. He says, you must not expect to find your children's minds a sheet of pure white paper and to have no trouble if you only use the right means. I think when we have that first child and we bring that first child home, we do expect that, don't we? We look at those children as their minds are pure white sheets of paper that we're going to write all the right means of living on. And it will just go well. Well, that's not the way it is. He says here, I warn you plainly, you will find no such thing. And he says it is painful. It is painful for all of us to see how much corruption and evil there is in a young child's heart. And how soon, oh, when they are just little ones, it will begin to bear fruit. And then he gives examples of what we can expect to see in our children. Here are some of those examples. violent tempers. Our children may have violent tempers that we've got to deal with. Self-will, pride, envy, sullenness, depressed mood, right? Down. Passion, idleness, selfishness, deceit and cunning and falsehood, hypocrisy, a terrible aptness to learn what is bad, and a painful slowness to learn what is good, a readiness to pretend anything in order to gain their ends. These are things that we are going to see in our children, and they're going to sprout up at a very young age. And we've got to deal with those things. All these things, says J.C. Ryle, or some of them, you must be prepared to see, even in your own flesh and blood. In little ways, they will creep out at a very early age. And it is almost startling to observe how naturally they seem to spring up. And then here's the key line. Highlight this. Children require no schooling to learn sin. Remember, we did that chapter where we learned that children have a natural bend toward naughtiness. It sprouts up. It's a sin nature that is inborn. But last paragraph on page 29, here is the encouragement. You must not be discouraged or cast down by what you see. You must not think it a strange or unusual thing that those little hearts can be so full of sin. It is the only portion which our first father, Adam, left us. It is that fallen nature. And I will be teaching about that on the second day of Sunday school. I will teach about Adam and the fallen nature with which we come into the world. It is that inheritance which belongs to us all. We inherit that sin nature. But then, here's another encouragement from J.C. Ryle. Highlight it. Star it. Let it rather make you more diligent in using every means that we have learned here, seen most likely by God's blessing to counteract the mischief. Let it make you more and more careful as far as in you lies to keep your children out of the way of temptation. So we have work to do, right? We have work to do. We have a duty to perform, as reminded us by J.C. Ryle. When we see this sin nature, we have training to do to counteract this innate sin nature. And may you all have the strength to do it. We're praying for you. And then, of course, we have a warning here. And this is a warning from J.C. Ryle. At the very end of this short little lesson, he says, never listen to those who tell you your children are good and well brought up and can be trusted. It is not natural. Think rather that their hearts are always inflammable as tinder and at their very best, they only want a spark to set that corruption alight. Parents are seldom too cautious. Remember the natural depravity of your children and take care. They are wayward. They are naughty. Take care to do your duty, to train them, to come up in the ways of the Lord. And my advice, and actually it will be coming this week as one of the closing hints, pray. Pray a lot to the Lord to give you strength, to give you wisdom, that you might do all of the duties that have been presented you in this little handbook, The Duties of Parents. Pray to the Lord, and I'm going to close right now in prayer for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you always that you are a great and eternal loving Father who has taught us scripturally in your Bible to raise our children according to your ways. Lord, we ask that you would be in our minds, that you would be in our hearts, that as the fall comes on, we might not forget you and your teachings and your house of schooling, the church. Lord, encourage us, and may your Spirit bring us unto you. Teaching for tips, more hints on teaching, that we may do what you ask. Raise our children in your way. And we ask it this morning in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to give you one more time that number for pre-registration, and I'm praying that each one of you is thinking and considering bringing your child to a Sunday school this fall. The teaching must begin in your home, but it can be supplemented by the church. Take advantage of that. Do your duty to the Lord. Here is Pass's number, 518-775-0366. May it settle upon your heart to do such a good thing for your children. Amen.